The Chronicles of Amber by Roger Zelazny. Have you ever heard of these books? They've been out a long time now. They're a little dated. Doesn't matter. Fantastic. And I'm here to talk to you about book one today, Nine Princes and Amber. Hi, I'm Jim, the father of Fantasy for the Ages, a father-son show where we talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. I have a spoiler-light book blast for you today on book one of The Chronicles of Amber, Nine Princes and Amber. Fantastic start to a fantasy series, classic, written decades and decades ago. Doesn't matter. Still reads fresh today, except for cigarette smoking. My goodness, there's a lot of cigarette smoking, but that's irrelevant. It was cool at the time. It just isn't so much now, but you might smoke. You might think it's cool. If you enjoy what I have to share today, be sure to click the like button, and we'll hope you subscribe to our channel if you haven't done so yet. So, The Chronicles of Amber. There are 10 books in this completed Chronicles of Amber by Roger Zelazny. It's not the only thing he's read, and actually on our channel elsewhere, you can see a book blast on the final thing he wrote, A Night in the Lonesome October, I believe was the name of it, and I enjoyed that story. But this was much earlier when he wrote this series, and it's just so good. I read The Chronicles of Amber, just the first five books, when I was a teenager. Now, it's not like I quit. Those were the only books that existed back then, and they are a complete story. Then, later, just a little later, he wrote another five, which advances the story a little further with a different focus character. There's a little time jump. It makes complete sense, but those five I haven't read yet. I'm going to, because I'm going to go straight through the five I read 40 years ago and move into the five that I never got to. My son Zach is going to be reading these soon as well, and I think he's going to love them. Book one, again, spoiler light. I'm not going to tell you everything about it, but I want to give you just the tiniest of context, and that is we focus on a man who wakes up in a hospital, a private hospital, so it's not your standard place. Somebody has put him here, and he has amnesia. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't understand how he got here. He has little pieces to come to mind, like he's pretty sure he was in a car accident. Both his legs are in casts. However, he also figures out pretty quick that he's being overdoped. Like, that's where you come into the story, when he realizes they've been drugging me on purpose to keep me drugged and not aware. Something funny's going on. And the story starts with him breaking his way out of the hospital. The adventure goes on from there. But what you discover about him as he regains his memory is part of the fun of the story. You're going to realize this is just not some normal guy in a normal world, but this is a world of magic, and he is a key player in it. And he has abilities that he's going to rediscover. He has a family out there that he's going to rediscover. Unfortunately, he's going to rediscover most of them would like to kill him. There's reasons. There's magic. There's high stakes. There's power and politics all involved in this story. If you do it on audiobook, which is what I did for the reread, it's only a little over 5 hours. All told, this series is not going to take a lot of my time. And it moves quickly. So you can get this done in a day or two and be ready for more. And you're going to want more. Book two picks up right where book one left off. It doesn't just happen in a day or two. I mean, what you read in book one actually happens over a time span of about 4 years. But most of it happens in a flurry. And then it's at the end that we're kind of jumping through some time to get ahead to where we're going to be able to wrap up this story and set us off for book two. It's an adventure. It has mystery, intrigue, lots of things to keep you interested. I said there's magic, but the magic is not like things you've seen before. And there's no one here casting spells. There is someone maybe drawing spells. But it's not like you're thinking. It's very interesting. Zelazny had come up with something unique here that's embedded into the series. I love it, and I think you will too. Check out Nine Princes and Amber, a solid start to a classic fantasy series that's unlike anything else you've read, by Roger Zelazny. And if you read it and enjoy it, put it down in the comments that you did so. If you've read it before and it's one of your favorites, let me know that too. And if you just, Jim, I don't know what you're talking about. This book sucks. Feel free to leave that in comment box too. We reply to everything that we get. We prefer the fuzzy, nice ones, but we'll talk to you about anything. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.